for me, and hopefully for you as well. What I mean is that I'm trying to talk about something that I really don't know that much about. And you'll see what I mean in a moment. But it's before Hanukkah, and we have the Yevonim and the Misyavnim, and I've spoken about that concept and the Mochama that is constant. It's a little bit on a spiritual level like Mochama Lashem Ba'amolik Midor Dor. The Yevonim and his Yavnus is Poshe Tzura, Volovesh Tzura. It appears in many different formulations over the centuries. And in our particular Tekufa, it expresses itself in the culture of our times, which in many ways, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, is in a serious clash with certain basic hashkafas olam in Yiddishkeit. To such an extent that I wondered to myself how it's possible even to live and coexist in that kind of a culture. I'm going to tell you right out that I have absolutely nothing to say about the president-elect. And it's nothing about politics, bichlal. It's more about culture. Culture, the arts, movies, music, pop culture. And that's why I said at the beginning that I'm speaking about something that I know almost nothing about. At least not firsthand. And I'd like to be koiveya a yesod, which I think might surprise many, a yesod in hafchona of terms that are used by Chazal. There is a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin besides, it's a big perek, besides the Gemara of Mai Chanukah. And that Gemara is on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ba'avon Nivlus Peh, we call it Nivul Peh, the Gemara calls it Nivlus or Navlus Peh, Tzorois Rabois Ugzeirois Koshois Mischadshois. Ubachure Sone Yisrael, you know, when Chazal used the word Sone Yisrael in these contexts, they mean Yisrael. Ubachure Sone Yisrael Mesim Yisaimim Va'almonos Tzoyakin Ve'enon Ne'enin. And they quote a posuk in Yishayahu Perek Tes, posuk Tes Zayin. Alkein al Bachurov lo Yismach Hashem. Ves Yisomo ves Almenosov lo Yirachem. Ki kulo chaneif umeira v'chol ped doivel nevola v'chol zos lo shov apo v'od yodone tuyo. Chazal asks, it's bad enough what they describe as horrific. So what could be yet od yodone tuyo? What could be worse than that? Amar Reb Chonon bar Rava hakol yodim kalo lomo nichneso lachuba. Ela kol ha-menabel piv, afilu chosmim olav gzar din shel shivim shono letova, hofchin olav lera. I dare say that there is hardly anything in Shas that matches the harshness of the consequences of speaking nivul peh. Omer Rabba bar Shilo, Omer Rav Chisda, kol ha-menabel es piv, ma'amikin lo gehenem. They quote a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Yudalid. And I might tell you coincidentally that he did not plan to speak about this topic because I'm a Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Saben Yitzchak Chonov. The topic came to my mind, and particularly the distinction that I'm about to make, because I gave a shiur just recently in Mishlei on this pasuk. And hence my concern and my interest in this chazal. But since I'm here and since I'm with you, I really felt that it was kedai to share, and whoever is willing to listen. Shucha amuka pizorois. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. Pizorois, the person who's menabel pir, falls into a deep gehenim. Av Nachman by Yitzhok Oma af shomeya b'shosek. Shenema zu'um Hashem yupol shom. Zu'um is from the word zam. Zam is kas. Mo'ekov lo kabokel, mo'ezom lo za'am Hashem, Bilam says. And Rashi says, Zum Hashem yipol shom, za'am shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu shoyre shom etzel pi zorois. Hayoshev etzlo v'shomeya, korui zu'umo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The object of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. The Shelo HaKadosh says, Avi avos tumas hadibur hu nivul peh. And I want to ask a very simple question. What exactly is nivul peh? Badakti v'chipasti, I dare say, several hundred svarim. With the aid, of course, of the Otzar Chochma and so on. But badakti v'chipasti, several hundred svarim. I did not find in a single sefer a definition of nivul peh. A sefer that should simply describe, vos haste, what is nivul peh? But it seems to me that the colloquial understanding of nivul peh, before you learn this Gemara and your medayik in the words, hakol yodim lo makala nechneses l'chupa, is what we would call in English dirty language. Expletives, curse words. And the truth of the matter is that it is not true. Expletives and curse words do not fall under the category of nivul peh. In fact, the Shari Tshuva of the Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Gimel, and he speaks about the Gemara in Pesachim, the well-known Gemara in Pesachim, which I'm sure all of you know, Daf Gimel. La'olam al yotzi adam dover meguna bipiv, shari ikim akosuf shmona osios, min abahima asher inena tahora. Everybody knows that. And then he writes, v'zeh kmo goder, it's a tris, it's a mechitza, it's a siog, lehizohel minavlus hapeh, shehu min ha'averois hachamurois, v'gam goder lehizohel misipul loshen horo nesinas doifi bebriyos. So speaking in an unrefined way, including using all kinds of words in the course of regular parlance, which are inappropriate in the colloquial sense, hagam that they fall under the isur of laotzi dover sheina maguna, do not yet define nivul peh. And avada gevis, the use of such words, especially the repeated use of such words, almost like it's necessary to punctuate your language with using such a word every three or four words of a regular sentence, is a hochocha that the person is not a ben Torah sitting in yeshiva yom v'laila. And it is, unfortunately, the kind of material that you will probably hear. I remember once, I think I mentioned it some time back, I had a suffix whether I should go across in a red light, because the car next to me, the windows were wide open, and there was a rapper that was playing on the radio. And mamish, every single word, once in a while there was a regular word. So, fashteitzach, that this is definitely also to hear, and it's definitely also to speak. And more important than that, it shows a very unrefined Torah personality. Or it shows a lack of Torah personality, to be precise. But you have to understand something. Scientists have shown that even a person who has aphasia, someone who has severe damage to his language center in the brain, maybe from a stroke or whatever, and they find it very difficult to formulate sentences, they may not even be able to formulate a phrase, but nevertheless they can still repeat expletives. It's the most remarkable thing. It seems to have something to do with a different part of the brain. In and of itself, it's not nice, it's not right, it's not clean. And it reveals a baser person. And Avada Gevis, it's also. But this is not the threat or the challenge to our avodas Hashem, because b'derech klal, even if we encounter it, we do not relate to it, we do not identify with it, and it is not our language. However, the society in its entirety, unfortunately, with all of its obeisances to the heter of using these kind of words, that has become much more prevalent in the culture of today than it was even 10 years ago, and certainly 50 or 100 years ago. But the Nekudas HaTorah of the culture and its challenge to us does not come from there. It comes from the nature and the Havana in the area that we call Nivul Peh, that the Gemara calls Nivul Peh. And nowhere do we find, by Dover She'ena Maguna, of course, Dover She'ena Maguna Tmeya is not yet four-letter words. That's much worse. But it's on a spectrum. And nowhere do we find on that spectrum any of the harsh and really horrifying, frightening lishonos of Tzoros Rabos, Gzeros, Koshos, Mischachos, Bachurei Soni Yisrael Mesim, Mamikim Lo Gehenim, Afilu Gzardin Shel Shivim Shona L'Toiva, Hoifchim Alav L'Ra. We don't find anything B'doyma L'Zeh. Instead, there is, of course, a positive Adam Noah Meshubach says Derech Eretz Rabbah Umotzi Dover Meguna Mipiv Lamahu Dome Litraklin Noel Biv Shel Bursiki Kavuabo Avaditz Lamahu Dome. The people speak in Chazal about Sicha B'Teila. They also don't like Sicha B'Teila. The Rambam speaks about the value of speech in Pirkei Avos, and he goes through the different kinds of speech. But there's a far cry from Gzeros Koshos Mischachos and Bachurei Soni Yisrael Mesim. So what exactly is Nivul Peh? Chazal tell us, by implication, in this one line in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Hakol Yodin Kala Loma Nichnasa L'Chupa. It's a remarkable thing that this was the example that was given. Hakol Yodin Elakola Menabel Piv. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph, he quotes first Yushalmi and Trumas Vloyire Becha Ervas Dovar Vishov Me'acharecha. Ervas Dovar is Ervas Dibur Zendivul Peh. And then he brings our Gemara Masechet Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. Bavon Navlus Peh Soros Mischatshois Ubachurei Sonim Yisrael Mesim etc. etc. And Mamikim Lo Gehenim and Afilu Gzar Din. All this entire Gemara Afa Shomei Avishosek. And then he says, "Vim lechoshcha adam lomar, shema she'amru al nivul peh eino ela kedei la'ayim ulahachik adam min ha'aveira." Maybe this is also a siyog. Just like the Shari Tshuva says that Dover She'ena Maguna is a siyog to this, maybe this is a siyog to the aveira itself. U'bemisha domo roseyach hadvarim amurim. A person who's hot-blooded, a person who is on the verge of doing something terrible, so he has to be very careful. Shemi de dabro, because he speaks about it, boli de tava. Aval misha umro derech schok ba'alma. Lav milsahu. Then it's nothing. Ve'ein lochu shalav. Af ato emorlo, says the Mesilas Yesharim, ad kan divra yetzahara. Ki mikra mole sheviyuhu zal ra'ayosam from Yeshayahu Perek Tes. Hine lo hiskil hakosuv hazeh lo avodazorah v'lo gilu arayas v'lo shvichus domim. Elochanufa veloshen hora venivul peh. Kula mechatois hapeh bedibu v'aleyem yotza hagzeira al bachurov lo yismach Hashem. And he says that the inyan eloha emesu kedivrei rabbeisenu zichoinim levrocha shenivul pehu el vosoi shel hadibu mamash. Umishum znus hu sheneasa kechol sha'al inyoni haznus chutz migufo shel maisa. It's a remarkable thing. What the Mesilas Yesharim is saying, in effect, is that this is Abizrayu. In fact, someone mentioned, why does he say, what dawns on us to say that this pasuk has anything to do with Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayis, and Shvichas Damim? So he points out that we are talking about three inyonim. We're talking about Chanufa, which might be perceived as a consequence or a part of Avodah Zarah. You give credit and obeisance to a false god, that's like Chanifa. And then you have Nivu Peh, that's Arayis. And you have Lashon Hara. These are the three great Averus of Dibur. Lashon Hara is Ritzicha. So he says these are Inyonis Nus Mamish. Chutz Migufo Shal Maisa. Sha'af Alpi She'ein Bohem Kores. Oymisas Bezdin, Asurim heim Isur Atzma, Milvad HaYosam Gamkein Gormim, Umivim El Isur HaRoshi Atzmai. So he says that the Isur is not a stira to the fact that it's also a siyag. But it's not merely a siyag. It is a parsha of Arayis in its own right. It is the Arayis of Machshava. It is the Arayis of Dibur. What exactly is this Arayis of Machshava or of Dibur? The Maral Miprag, because this Gemara is also repeated in Maseches Ksubas Daf Ches, Hakol Yodim Lo Makalo Nichnas Lechupa. He says an amazing thing. Ein Nivupe She'oise Dover L'Chaveiro. He doesn't do anything to anybody else. He says, Mele, if you said something that the other person wouldn't know, maybe it would shock him, maybe it would reference him to things that make him very hurt or embarrassed, maybe you reveal something in public that should not be revealed. He says, Hakol Yodim Loma Kala Nichnas Alechupa, the whole world knows that, and there's no chidushim here, and there's no revelations. He says, that's why the Gemara picked that particular phrase, Aval Achshav Shedobazeh, Hakol Yodim Shekala Loma Nichnas Alechupa, ולכך אין הדובר גנאי לחברוי, רק החטא מפני הדיבור בעצמו, ואפשר שאפילו אם היה מוציא דבר נבולו בינו ובין עצמו היה חוטא. Can you imagine? There's no one in the room. And I talk about these things. According to the Maral Miprag, that gufa could be the avera. The לא דומי הוא לשון הרע, שהוא מדבר על האחר, ואין יקר החטא מצד הדיבור, רק מצד הרע שהוא עושה בדיבור. אבל זהו מצד הדיבור בלבד. ולפיכך, אם מנבל פיו אפילו בינו לבינו, נקרא גם כן ניבול. כמו מי שהולך בגילוי ערווה, אפילו שלא בפני אדם, נקרא גילוי ערווה. ולכך אפילו אם אינו שומע אדם, if no one else is listening, who also. It's really quite remarkable. The idea of this Isur of Nivul Peh, is a remarkable idea. Everybody understands pornography. In 1964, I think it was, Supreme Court Justice Stuart Potter, they asked him to define pornography. And you know his famous answer, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. Baruch Hashem, we don't know it, and we don't see it, I assume. But the culture is not the pornography that is forbidden. It's the pornography that is the culture itself. The remarkable thing is that we subscribe sometimes to the standards of a secular society. And Mimela, what is rated X is not the same as what is rated R, and what is rated R is not the same as what is rated PG. Imagine when a boy and a girl decide to go out on a date, and the question is, what do you do? And your options are somewhat limited. And the question is where to go and what to see. And you ask yourself, what is a ben Torah? What is available to him? And again, I'm treading into an area that I know very little about, and hopefully you as well. But it would seem to me, from what I hear, klisheni and klishlishi and klirivi, that there is almost nothing that is not defined under the rubric of the nivul peh of at least hakol yodim lo makala nechnesa l'chupa. The whole inyan of nivul peh, what does it affect? What does it damage? What is its category? And the answer is kedushas Yisrael. That is the yisod of nivul peh. And that is why it is infinitely worse, and that is why Chazal treated it that way. Infinitely worse than curse words. Curse words and expletives are a sign of a very unrefined person. They can happen when a person gets angry, when a person gets frustrated. You hit your finger with the hammer instead of the nail. You hit your finger instead of the nail. A person might utter something that he regrets. But he's not thinking pornographically. And he's not talking about something that has meaning and value and cultural significance. On the contrary, even when it's used by the rapper, it is used maybe for shock effect to some extent, but maybe also because that's the natural parlance. That's how a person speaks. That's what fits their cadence. That's what fits their rhythm. But it doesn't reflect the complete unraveling of the sense of Kedusha that has happened to the secular society. And that is really, as the expression goes in Yiddish, wo der Hund liegt bei Graben, that is really where the problem exists. Because any time we have any connection to this culture, even tangentially, we unfortunately rub up against the Hakol Yodim Loma Kala Nechneses L'chupa Ela Kola Menabu Piv. And the categories of Kedusha are such that the same math, it's not the same learning anymore, it's not the same davening. Person cannot use his mouth with nivul peh of this sort. And what is nivul peh of this sort? Simply revealing that which needs to be hidden. Addressing something by undressing it. Creating a picture where no picture is allowed. And memela. Person is at a chuppah, and a chuppah has a purpose, which is hakol yodim. But the chuppah is supposed to reflect the ultimate kedushas Yisrael. And sometimes I think that when we sing im lo ales yushalayim al rosh simchosi, it isn't simply because no simcha can be complete without Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, but because we have to remember the context that we are in. We have to realize that this is a moment of Kedusha. And that is why the kind of music that is played and the kind of dancing that is danced has to hark back to some vision, at least, of a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the kind of dancing that the Rambam describes, where the Rambam says, what seems to be, Bizman Hazeh, totally unintelligible, incomprehensible, actually absurd. Who did the dancing and who did the juggling? The Chachomim, the Gedolei Yisrael, the Tzadikim, the Zakenim. What could that possibly look like compared to the young and the vibrant and the capable? The men and the women. Now that's a dance. But it's not Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Shem Yisham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. So the Rambam wants to know, what about everybody else? He says, Sha'aram Boim Lirois V'Lishmoya. Kedusha is a very delicate thing. And it's very easy to lose. And what does it mean, Lemaisa? Lemaisa, it means, as far as I can tell and as far as I am concerned, that there has to be an almost total harchoka, and that's very painful. It's especially painful for people who are in this world. If you draw a cocoon around yourself, and you live in an isolated makom, and you are in an island, in an oasis of tranquility, as it were, then maybe it's possible to reject the world in its entirety, and in that sense, we are protected and we are pure. But what about the person in the workplace? Someone asked the Chazon Ish, he works in a place where the boss speaks nivul peh, what should he do? Chazon Ish told him to put cotton in his ears. You need a lot of cotton. And kulei hai v'ulai. So this is the question, this is the real Yevonim and the Yisyavnus and the Torah and the Kedushas HaTorah and the Chashmonoim, the Kohanim HaGedolim, the association of Chanukah with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Kodesh. In the Kodesh there were Kruvim, and the Kruvim were Urim Zeh Bazeh. And you could have all kinds of thoughts about those Kruvim. And that's what the Goy thought. He thought those thoughts, and he said those words. But for us, the Kruvim only meant one thing, that we had a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Shir HaShirim. And for the Goy, or for the secular person, or for the person who wants to read it for pleasure, Rachman al-Itzlan, it is pregnant with phrases and expressions that seem to be completely inconsistent with what I'm speaking about today. But we know that Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. You have a whole range of stories in Tanakh. And the stories also seem to belie this tremendous siyog and hesitation and resistance in this kind of erva that the Mesilas Yesharim describes. That is an erva unto itself. What about all those stories? But we know that the Torah is Kodesh Kadoshim. But the world is not Kodesh Kadoshim. And when the world sells you their entertainment, I remember that when Netanyahu came to the United States to speak, he mentioned the Game of Thrones. Ich weiß nicht, was the Game of Thrones is. Nor do I know what Facebook is, and I barely know what Twitter is. I admit it, I'm an Amma Aretz. I'm a smart Amma Aretz. But I'm an Amma Aretz. So I went ahead and I asked somebody, the equivalent of the doorman in my building, if you know what I mean, was heißt the Game of Thrones? And he said to me, the Weisnisch? No, I mean, he said... He said, Rabbi, you don't really want to know. So I said, no, I really do. But what he said to me was the equivalent of what Chaim Nachman Bialik once came to the Louvre. And he came back to Europe and he didn't write a thing. And they said, you're such a great writer, you're such an unbelievable poet, you have such a way with words, you don't write what your experiences were. He says, what is there to write? All of the paintings can be divided in one of three categories. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, or Shfichas Damim. Well, this fellow didn't know Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, or Shfichas Damim. By the time it was finished, That's the Game of Thrones too, not just the Lugia. So Lemaisa, Rabbi said, why is it so popular and why is it so exciting? And why do even from people run home to watch it? The Teretz is because we have succumbed. Because the definition of entertainment and the heroes that the world projects, the people who are in Hollywood, the people who are in the arts, the people who are the actors and actresses on stage, this is all consistent with a move extremely erasing the Yesodos of Kedusha, as if the word has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. There is no such thing as Kedusha in the secular world. And when we have to live a life of Kedusha, then the question is, how do we live and coexist with a secular world that is in total denial of Kedusha? In the same way that they ask, how can we live in total denial of the entire apparatus of Nivul Peh, which is really the foundation stone of culture, Bizman Hazeh? I don't have an answer to that question. I have a tremendous rachmanis on people who are stuck in between and don't know which way to go. But I have tremendous hope and confidence in the Bnei Torah who learn the Rambams and the Ravids, in the Bnei Torah who have Nights Dorim in Mishneh Berurah, in the Bnei Torah who, when they light the Chanukah menorah, ask, should I light here, should I light there, in the perennial quest to find a place that everyone is maskim to. That kind of zehirus in mitzvahs, no, but seriously, it might be a little ridiculous, but it shows a tremendous zehirus in mitzvahs. And that zehirus reflects a person who has she'ifas for Kedusha. Whether you're learning Mesilas Yesharim or not, whether you're learning Shaarei Tshuva or not, whether you're learning the Maharal Miprag or not. And it's important for us to understand that to be Moitzi Dova Meguna Mipiv is a terrible, terrible thing. But you know it for what it is. And it isn't a thing of pleasure. It isn't a thing of Hanoah. It isn't a thing of entertainment. Hakol Yodim Lo Makalo Nichneses L'chupa is a thing of entertainment, of pleasure, and of Hanoah. And it's a hard thing to fight. It's a very hard thing to fight if you're brought up in that culture, if family is immersed in that culture, and if the street respects that culture and practically deifies it with money and awards and a tremendous celebration in the press and on the internet. The Emerson is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They had a universal machloikas. And whether it applies to the Ner Chanukah or not is not negeya. But Beis Shammai was of the opinion that everything has to be kodesh, because you really can't manage with chol. So he tried to turn all of kodesh, all of chol, I mean, into kodesh. The Gemara in Beya Daf Tezayin says, Aval Hillel Mida Acheres Hoysalo Shekol Maisav L'Shem Shamayim. And of course, the question that everyone asks on this Gemara, it sounds like it's a put-down on Shammai, Shammai Hazokein, as if to say his Maisim were not L'Shem Shamayim. And besides, what does Kol Maisav L'Shem Shamayim have to do with the pointed hand? Whether you prepare the animal before Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, or you prepare the animal Erev Shabbos. And the answer is to be found in the Rambam Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam tells us there that there are three madregas. He doesn't say it that way. I'm explaining it that way. But there are three madregas in relating to the mundane. There are three madregas in relating to the fact that we have the Bahami inside of us. And we need that Bahami to survive, because the neshama is attached to the guf. Whether it's sleeping or eating or physical relations to procreate. And in every one of those things, a person could have the taiva and the desire for the thing bitzad atzmo. That's the baal taiva that is denigrated. But then the Rambam says there's another madrega. And that's where a person eats and drinks in measure and in proportion and sleeps the proper number of hours because he wants to be strong and healthy. For no other reason but that he wants to be strong and healthy. He wants to have arichus yomim. He wants to feel good. That's certainly a madrega above the person who's the glutton and the baal taiva. But the Rambam says that is not the ultimate madrega. The ultimate madrega, says the Rambam, is if he has a kavona while he's doing all of these things. That he wants to be strong to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is well known, says the Rambam, Sheyev shalavad es Hashem v'uchola. It's impossible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayocho with one hand tied behind your back. When you don't have all your faculties, it's impossible to sit and learn basmada. If you don't rest enough, you won't be able to function as an erlich hayid. And the Rambam says, Nimtza, that if a person has this kavana, and the same the Rambam says about the relations of husband and wife, he's about to have a child, he's dreaming about having a child. Why does he want to have a child? So he's not having those kavanas of taiva. He has a kavana to have a child. But what is the purpose? Because he wants him to join eventually in his business, to be his apprentice and then take over the business. Says that's not the ultimate value, not in Yiddishkeit. In Yiddishkeit, the value is Ula Yiyah B'ni Chocham V'Gadol B'Yisrael. It's a Mayridik Aloshin HaRambam. Ula Yiyah B'ni Chocham V'Gadol B'Yisrael. Rambam says if a person has these machshavas all the time, so when he eats and when he drinks and when he sleeps, he's Oyved Es Hashem. Even when he sleeps, says the Rambam, in his sleep, he is an Oved Es Hashem. And concerning this, the Pasuk says, B'chol drachecha da'eyu, v'hu yiyashar chasecha. And this, he says, is what Chazal meant, chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. And now we understand Shammai and Hillel. Shammai is looking for the Kedusha. And he wants to create the Kedusha right now. Maybe Shammai doesn't trust that we'll be able to fulfill the Rambam's Perek Gimel in Hilchos Deos. Or maybe he thinks that even that is not enough. So from Shammai's perspective, all of life is a constant struggle and striving to make Shabbos out of everything. To have that Kedusha that only Shabbos provides and somehow use it to infuse the Yemos HaChol, so that the Yemos HaChol at least echo the Kedusha of Shabbos. Zeh l'Shabbos, nimtza kol yomav ochel l'chvod HaShabbos. But Hillel mida acheres hoyselo shekol ma'isav l'shem shamayim. And Hillel says that all the mundane and all the trivial and all the physical, that can be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by simply committing yourself that you do all of this for only one purpose. We go with the path of Hillel. It's not possible to turn everything into Kaddish. But the path of Hillel, which is Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim, is the path of Kedusha in itself. And it is the diametrically opposite Mahalach to the world. Because Shammai's mahalach, Shammai Azokin, is not a mahalach to the world. It's a mahalach of avoiding the world. Of denying the world. But Hillel says no. He doesn't tell you to embrace the world. That's not the point. But he says the world is part of you. And that world has to be L'Shem Shamayim. And when it is L'Shem Shamayim, it is miles, it is light years away from the machshav of a person to fulfill his taivas. When the world celebrates taiva, When the world makes you feel that you have an hour to spend and relax, observe taiva, watch taiva in action. See what it means that someone is manavalis piv, and enjoy it. Appreciate that marriage means nothing. Appreciate that the commitment of spouses can be broken at whim. Realize that this litzanus and nivulpeh that is prevalent is part and parcel of our essence, and there's no point in fighting it and there's no point in denying it. We embrace it. It is our cultural privilege, and we are thrilled, we enjoy it, and we pay it our respects. And then there's Hillel. And Hillel says, Kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim. Where according to the Rambam, it's not just enough to reject the taiva. It's actually necessary to take the chol and say it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, whenever you take a behemoth and you say, Zeh Kodesh, Zeh L'Shabbos, you're eating for Shabbos. But maybe Hillel's way, in certain sense, is even more Kodesh. Because for Hillel, there is no room for Chol. Because Chol has been transformed. The Neiris of Chanukah represent a tremendous battle. It's miraculous that we won, and it's miraculous that we survived. But you have to be yoyrid la'imek ha'inyan, what was that battle all about? What were we fighting for? Autonomy, maybe. Chazor malchus li'Yisrael yesom masayim shona at churban habayis hasheni. Maybe, maybe not. The Ramban. Were we fighting for the reclamation of the Beis HaMikdash? Of course. But what we're really fighting for is that there's a Torah and there's Lysistrata. There's the Jew and his view of the world, and there's the Greek and his view of the world. There is the debauchery of the Dionysian rites. And then there is the Kedusha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's what we were fighting for. We have survived miraculously. The prediction is, and it's not said with an easy heart, but with a heavy heart, that all the Jews, 50 years from now, or 60 years from now, in these United States of America will be Orthodox. Because the rest of them won't even know that they're Jewish. And you know why? Because the culture wiped them out. And it's only the Rabbim Biad Me'atim and the Zaydim Biad Tahirim and the Rishoyim Biad Tzadikim. It's only the Zaydim Biad Eiske Sarasecha miracle that we are here in this Beis Medrash. That we are here in this Beis Medrash right now. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Brurim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Oisim Be'ema V'yira Ritzayin Kainam. That's what is our own, our pride, that is what is our joy, and that is what is keeping Klal Yisrael alive. And that is because we all know Lama Kala Nichnasa L'Chupa, and nevertheless, we say, Asher bara sasim v'simcha chasim v'kala gila rino ditza v'ched v'av v'ach v'v'shalom v'reyus. And when we dance the simchas beis hashoeva dance, not the dance of mufkarin, not the dance of hevel, not the dance of nivul peh. Shebi zoyche bezes Hashem yizbarach, and it's a birchas kayin, but it's said with tremendous confidence. There's no shaila in my mind that this olam and all those like you who still have a toe at least in the world and have not escaped to some oasis will still be able to to maintain the privilege of Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel and Psochim Daf Gimel and Maseches Derech Eretz and the Maharal, that even B'chadri Chadorim we watch and retain the Kedusha of our Peh, which is the mirror to the Kedusha of our Neshama. Should all be Matzliach Bezos Hashem and Bizoicha to the Gula Shleima B'Meir of Yomeinu Amen.